5. Welcome to another edition of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those great nooks and crannies in between. Joining us right from the get-go, it's so fun to tee it up with a former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, talk radio news' new gem. I guess it's not that new anymore. It seems like you've been there a gazillion years. Are you known Alan?
2008, yeah.
Yeah. So, see, here's what happens. It's like being president. When you work for Ellen Ratner, who I adore her just like you do, she ages you, though, so you age like the president.
Well, yeah, I was in the Bush housing program before that, federal prison.
Yeah, exactly. So you understand. So you understand exactly. Hey, speaking of prisons of sorts, Ohio had a chance to keep us prisoner last night, but it didn't happen because when all the numbers added up, Obama had plenty of electoral votes. But still, some people went to bed and they really weren't sure what was going on with Ohio. Last time you and I talked, we were talking about Karl Rove going ballistic about Fox calling the election and they should have waited for Ohio. So when it was all said and done, there wasn't a big surprise the way Ohio went, was there?
No, Carl is slipping because that area 4 years before, very Republican, very silk stocking, went for President Obama then, and the numbers were running that way. And I thought it was going to be a late night, but it started to roll in. And, you know, so today all that was left was chest thumping in Washington by the House and Senate.
Yeah, no kidding. And speaking of chest thumping, he said he didn't want to make it about politics or any of that kind of thing. But the House Speaker John Boehner said Republicans would accept new revenue but not higher tax rates. So here we go again, part two, right?
Well, but he didn't cry. This is a new beginning. Okay, come on. Give him a break. It's a new beginning. No tears.
There you go. No
yeah,
tears.
He's drawing a line in the sand. He's going to get pressure, and they're just going to stall this down the road. That's what will happen.
So in the end, then, everybody better get prepared if they were used to whatever tax break they were getting. Everybody's going to end up paying more, it looks like.
I mean, you know, so it could shift that way. Or they temporarily hold everything. I think the president has a chance to really shine on this, to actually bring them in and say, look, come on, let's do a few things here. He has an opportunity maybe that they'll listen to him.
What do you think, upon if we bounce back to the election, the Republicans, as they woke up and drank some coffee and tried to decide what was going to happen next, what do you think the Republicans have to work on the most? Is it the Latino vote and the female vote?
I think it's female, youth, and Latino. And also, Ellen and I, Ratner, talked about this today when I went to Cleveland to pick her up from the airport. Maybe they need to concentrate on the fiscal areas and come to terms with some other issues, or realize that it has to be a party where you're not brought in, given a litmus test, put on probation to see if you'll be a good Republican. You know, maybe go back to freedom of thought. And so they're going to have to soul search. I had some calls today, Kate, from some longtime Republicans I know, and they're actually, you know, sincere about trying to think what to do. Now, they're not running the party, but they're citizens that are thinking, you know, exactly what do you do from here?
Yeah. So what I think amounts to is also looking at the bench, and the bench is pretty deep for the Republicans, you know, guys in their 40s and even some of the women out there. You know, I'm thinking off the top of my head, Suzanne Martinez from New Mexico, but of course Marco Rubio in Florida, Paul Ryan we just saw on the undercard, and he's, you know, the longtime congressman from Wisconsin who's a rock star, at least with Tea Party type Republicans. Are these some of the names we might see in the future?
I think in the future, maybe not for present, but I think in the future having some impact on the Republican Party and, you know, coming to terms with some of the issues. It doesn't mean that the, you know, they can, it doesn't mean they're selling out. Is they need to communicate and find ground that works for everybody. You know, the president came up with a great idea. If you were, you know, born here, you go register for school. And look, that came and went without the people bringing out pitchforks. So, you know, there's some room out there, but they're going to have to utilize people in the party that are willing to make a few changes.
Yeah. Bob Ney, thanks so much. As always, it's fun to kick it around with you. We'll talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
All right, so this hour of America Tonight, we're going to look at all the finger-pointing a day later, and as Republicans of all types started to analyze what happened some feeling blindsided. We'll talk about where the party has to head next. And some of what Bob said is the truth, and I think that's what they're going to have to do. How do they include, for example, Latinos when it's 13, 14% of the overall vote? Obama just completely annihilated him there. 71% of the vote. Romney got 27% of the Latino vote. George Bush had a pretty high number, and that number, McCain had a higher number than Romney, and Romney well below 30, as I said. So that was costly. Women were costly. Controversial comments from other Republicans, I think, also cost Mitt. Plus, Mitt wasn't the guy for a lot of people. He was the last man left standing that was the best of the worst, really. Not the guy that I think a lot of people wanted to run. Nice guy, business guy, a guy who had some conservative values, but flip-flopped on a bunch of things, and just never completely won over, I don't believe, even a lot of Republicans. You might disagree. If you had to give me the top three reasons why Romney lost, what would your top three reasons be? Think about them. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. One of mine would be credit to the Democrats because they had a great ground game. All those offices in Ohio, all of the statistical work they did ahead of time, which is why you saw the shift in the White House with two major players who helped Obama get elected the first time around, David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs. That's what they're actually really best at doing. And there was an arsenal of people who knew how to really look at those nine states and focus on the swing states and not worry about the states that Obama wasn't going to win or definitely would go Democratic no matter what. I think that was a huge part of what happened here. Besides talking about what's next and also the fiscal cliff and the Republicans offering to perhaps do a little tax reform, and let's see if there's a let's make a deal, otherwise we're all going to pay more. There is another storm that has hit the East Coast, and there was nobody taking any chances with this. The airlines ditched flights in and out of New York and Philly, especially United, American, etc. They did that before noon. They canceled the flights, said, you know, for cancellation fees, to rebook whatever, they weren't going to charge anyone anything. About 1,300 flights were canceled on a Wednesday. 40% of those were at Newark because they were hit hard, too. The Philadelphia airport was closed down, like I just mentioned. So here we go again, part two, way too soon. Snow in New York, sleet, snow, a mixture of stuff fell in Philly, all along that shoreline area. So nasty for the people who were displaced by the first storm. So barely getting over Sandy, still cleaning it up, and having to deal with a nor'easter, and a nasty nor'easter that was packing a lot of high winds, 65-mile-an-hour winds. That's the tough part of this thing, because then what happens when the power goes out? Get that power out again, and you have the crews scrambling in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and you know, those trees go down, and you got to wait in line for the power. Ooh, it's awful. So California's going to pay more, but how about you, America? That's coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Comes to the fiscal cliff, because that's the first thing that we're staring at heading into a new year. Something that will affect every single one of us. Could be it affects you in a bigger way than some people. It depends. Maybe $1,200, maybe a couple thousand dollars, maybe almost $5,000 comes out of your pocket with all the things that are on the table with that cliff, meaning the Bush tax cuts and all of that that's wrapped in there, would be the subtraction in your pay. So the White House was really maneuvering about working together with the Republicans and trying to get a little ground and try to feel things out to see if they can recalibrate that relationship. Because this is like deja vu. There are a few new faces and some changes, some tweaks, but the Senate majority is still the Democrats. And the House is the Republicans, and Obama's the president. So hours later, what we're left saying is the nation going to be gridlocked forever? We know the nation's polarized, because if you look at the popular vote, even though Obama did in the end come through with, I mean, really killed him in the initial analysis of even the popular vote, with all the fudging around with Florida and then Ohio, but still 2 million is pretty big. And then he had the electoral numbers anyway, so we knew that this was called well before midnight. And one of the things that Obama said in his speech, as does every president, remember, we are all Americans and we will work together for the better of this country and that kind of stuff. So John Boehner didn't waste any time, the Speaker of the House, because he knows it's all about the politics of money. And that's what hangs over everybody's head in this country, frankly, but also hanging over the head of the people in Capitol Hill because of the due dates that are coming up, whether or not the axe is going to swing and we're going to see some cuts, or the tax cuts that are expiring, are they saved or they fly off the cliff? What happens? Now it looks like, you know, we're talking about this tax cut for millionaires, but millionaires, last time I checked, weren't making $250,000 in a place like Los Angeles. But regardless of that, there's a big problem, and they got to fix this problem. So here's what John Boehner had to say.
The president's called for a balanced approach to the deficit, a combination of spending cuts and increased revenues. But a balanced approach isn't balanced if it means higher taxes on small businesses that are the key to getting our economy moving again and keeping it moving. In essence, they're saying, let's have more of the same. Let's agree to drive our economy off part of the fiscal cliff instead of driving it off the whole fiscal cliff, and we'll call it a day. You know, that might get us out of town, but it won't get us out of the problem.
I like how he said that. It might get us out of town, but not out of the problem, because he realizes as you come against the holidays, and if you just let it go away, then that's what happens. That's why they keep using the word cliff attached to fiscal, because that's what happens. We fall off the cliff at the end of the year. And Boehner saying, we're not going to do this. We're not going to play these kind of games. Here's the deal. We're not raising those taxes. So he did offer to cut sort of a little bit of a compromise. And knowing that the president would raise taxes and talked about the right conditions, if there was a way to get the finances in order. So do you think we're going to see compromise or gridlock, ho, 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 this holiday season? Will you be getting a check that's just a little bit lighter as you swing into 2013? Or does it stay the same? Does it stay the same? I love it when I read pieces that people write, opinion pieces, that, oh, it's not that big of a deal. You know, for some people, you're talking about $60 in a check for 2 week check and then another 60 some bucks the next week. Yeah, $120. What can you do with $120? I mean, regular people, right? How many cups of coffee can I buy with $120? How much dog food can I buy with $120? How much food can you get with $120? How many bills can you pay with $120? How about a water bill? How about an electric bill? So I think the people who write this crap about it's not a lot of money are detached from reality of how most people, or a big chunk of people, are living in the United States. But the question really is, do we have the same old Potomac gridlock that is infuriating, that continues to go on, or is there a little bit of compromise here, and can something really be accomplished, at least on a few fronts? And as far as I'm concerned, make them economic, and at least in the beginning, make them economic. Do something about that corporate tax. Boehner there says the small business. I'll tell you, you listen to the Democrats, they're telling you how it's a bunch of nonsense and they're going to help the small businesses. You listen to the Republicans, they're about the small businesses. In the end, we're all the small businesses. So who are the people that are getting ripped off the most? Do you think they're going to come up, really honestly, with some kind of a compromise, or are we all going to end up paying more? And see, then you start the blame game. So Boehner had to get out in front of this, realizing that this is going to go back and forth, that this is going to be the narrative. Well, we said this and you said that, and we're willing to compromise on this, but we're not going to raise the tax rates. As Boehner said, he's saying raising the revenues would be accomplished through economic growth, and lower tax rates is the name of the game for the Republicans, and fewer tax loopholes. You heard him say the word tax code. That's like screaming fire in a crowded theater. When anyone says tax code, people grow fuzzy because they don't understand it. But he's saying make it simpler and fairer if we could just do that. I'll say this like I've said a few times along the way. Why can't we have a fair tax? Why can't we have a flat tax? Why can't we investigate those options? Listen, we got a lot of brilliant people in this country, and I don't blame them if they don't want to work for the government because they can get a fat cat job somewhere else. But certainly there are better economic minds that we can bring together in Washington because there are things that can be done. There are things that can be done right now. Why not pull down that top rate? Why not get the, and especially you got to look at where the spenders are and what's being produced here. And I think an approach of simplifying the tax code makes sense. Closing a loophole or two makes sense, but depending on what the loopholes are. But, you know, they're not going to solve this problem overnight, even though we've been dealing with the same problem for years. This is nothing new. We just keep kicking the ball down the road. We never really reached the goal. If we were a soccer team, we would be lousy. Who would want to watch the United States of America play if we were a soccer team? Because we're just kicking the ball all over the field. We're not ever shooting toward the goal. So no kidding, we can't solve it overnight. That's apparent because nobody's been able to do it in the past. You got two different polarized sets of people here. So I laughed when I heard just briefly today, Herman Cain, who, as you know, at one point ran for president on the Republican side, say, we need a third party. Really? I think day one when I signed on the air, I said we needed a third party and got pummeled by so many people who said, oh, that's not going to work. A third party? What are you, crazy? Are you drinking the Kool-Aid? Oh, no, we need a third party now if we're going to continue to not find ways to break the logjam. Or we'll have, you know, the only laws we'll have are laws that are layup, what I call layup laws, that anybody's going to vote for because it's like, you know, the Amber Alert. Oh, missing kids. Tugs at your heart. He's not going to say, yes, let's Amber Alert. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. But anything hard, anything that has to do with economics or taking a stand against someone's constituents' wishes, still not going to happen. I think we're going to be stuck in gridlock. And I'm not going out on a limb by saying that. I bet most of you think the same thing. 855-266-KATE. Come on, sleepyheads. 855-266-5283. Gridlock, or do things somehow turn around a little bit where we have enough compromise for something to change? I mean, if I'm going down the fiscal cliff, I want to at least try to pull myself up. But I'm not a lawmaker. I can only do so much. I can only bang on the door of my congressman and my senator so much. And my president, that's it, right? All right, David, you hang on in the UK. We're going to you next, buddy. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember.
Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
America tonight. We have our thumbs up and our thumbs down moment. Our thumbs up moment is this from the election as an afterthought. Gary Johnson, who actually advertised on our network and on our show America Tonight, is already, did you know, the most successful Libertarian Party candidate to run for the White House in 41 years. He was on Fox earlier in the day and I heard him say, our mission is accomplished because he's saying that we did put that individual freedom option on the ballot in every state, and we're pushing that message forward. He's a guy who was governor of New Mexico for two terms. So the final votes aren't officially in, but basically he got 1,139,562 votes. So that to put him ahead of any of the other presidential candidates. So, woohoo! Good for you, Gary Johnson. That's a thumbs up moment. Mm-hmm. It's a raucous crowd. We gave them some Red Bull. I don't know if we're supposed to do that anymore because, you know, now they're worried about the dangers of that kind of stuff. But the most successful third-party candidate runs have been really done by the independents, not the libertarians. And who is the most famous? Did you think Ross Perot? Yes, Ross Perot, 19,743,821 votes. Remember, he got almost 19% of the vote. That was huge. And there was a guy named John Anderson in 1980 who garnered 5,719,850 votes, or 6.61%. So that's pretty big for the Libertarian Party, if you think about it, and what normally they get. And Johnson's saying that he was excited about the amount of votes that he got, and he's going to continue to push for limited government policies, that kind of stuff. And, you know, will he run again in 2016? Good for him. He said it's just too early to start talking about that. And how about Joe Biden? Here's my thumbs down moment. Joe Biden talking about 2016. Joe Biden has been on the Hill forever. No offense to Joe Biden, but how old would Joe Biden be in a run 2016? He's like that deck of cards where he's like, oh, yeah, Biden's running again. Ah, yeah, Biden's running again. Yeah, he's going to be there. I mean, how many times has he run for president? So now he's talking about running in 2016. And then I love it when people bring up Hillary Clinton. She'll be almost 70 by the time she would run. I mean, forget about that. There's no way. And I don't see the Democrats going with Biden. I mean, of course, I could be wrong, but it would be an odd choice if you look at where we'll be headed with the electorate and the, you know, talking about the younger vote and all that other sort of stuff. And Biden's already done his time. He's already run for president. It'd be like Romney trying to make that run again. He's already invested way too much time in this. What does he do now? He goes back to family and business. That's what he does. That's what he does. David in the UK. Hello, you have the floor on ATN. Hey, David. Maybe he doesn't. David, did we lose you? He got somehow in the Isle of Wight. He got whisked away. There's no David. David, if you call back, I promise I will give you a free pass and we'll get you right on the show. Talking about when I first opened up, talking about what were the three things that the Republicans blew in this election, three things that really went wrong. And I think one of the things you have to do is give credit to the Democrats because of how, what a smart campaign they ran, focusing on, as they were, as David Floof was talking about today somewhere where he was speaking on a couple of different shows. You know, what they did was, in this ground game that everybody's talking about, they just looked at the statistics, found the people they needed to get to, and got to those people and focused on them and touched them a couple of different times. It's like a salesperson. Someone who's a decent salesperson, you know, sure, you may get some no's that you cannot overcome the objection, but you got to be able to touch those people again and again and again. Go back, you're going back, you're going back, you're going back. Or if you have clients, that's what you do. So I guess they treated people like clients, and they made sure that they were going to get them to get out and vote, especially in those battleground states. They really focused there. All right, David's back with us. Hey, David.
Hello, Kate. Can you hear me now?
I gotcha.
Okay. Kate, I know that we're always short of time, so I've taken a few notes. And this
okay.
is the things you asked me to talk about. Let's
mm-hmm.
see. Fiscal cliff, third parties, Biden age is age-related. The fiscal third party storm, GOP, why did they lose the election? Which group should they focus on to win the next one? And the legalization of pot. So even with the short version, I'm a little pressed for time here. Could you choose two or three of the above?
Yeah, what do you think the Republicans need? Where do you think the Republicans need to go next? If you were changing stripes and you were asked to help out the Republicans, what would you tell them to do?
Concentrate not on the Latinos or the women vote, concentrate on the 99% and stop concentrating on the 1%. Short answer. Next.
There you go. No, that's good. Focus on the others, although they can't, you can't change. I mean, if you have conservative values and you don't want to push the taxes, you don't want to raise the taxes, and there's some other things, you just are not going to have a bigger bloated government. You can't, I don't think you can change what your ideology is, but yes, you could embrace the bigger picture, and I think they missed
short
that. Certain, go ahead. Yeah, short rebuttal.
Short,
I like that.
I know we're always, they signed a pledge to never, ever, ever raise taxes, and they promised Grover Norquist they wouldn't do it. And I'm thinking, who is Grover Norquist anyway, and why not raise taxes on the rich and at least give some parity to the people who are really carrying the load here, not the wealth creators, but the real people. You know, wealth creators, what do they create anyway? Wealth. They don't create a car or screw a, make a tire or so. And the other thing is this ties into why they lost the election. Because a whole bunch of people who maybe even don't have any kind of job at all are relying only on food stamps, and they kept hearing coming out of that man's mouth how one of the things he was going to cut back on was all these benefits. Whether he actually said it or not, that's what they heard. And they're thinking, hang on a minute, hold a second, you know, yeah, I agree with all this stuff, but just a second, that's my food stamps that I'm feeding my kid with. They're not all being turned into crack. That's nonsense. So they've missed the boat so many times, Kate, right from the very beginning when they put the wrong kind of candidate up in the beginning. Even the Tea Party didn't want Mitt Romney. That was their last choice. They all say that.
Oh, absolutely. He was not
and
the
then
choice.
They shot themselves in the foot again at the GOP convention when they disrespected all the Ron Paul supporters. That was just stupid and unnecessary. All they had to do was count the votes, give everybody their chance to, in the sunlight, 15 seconds to read. Everybody knew, including Ron Paul, that they weren't going to have enough votes, that Mitt Romney was going to take it. All they had to do was give them 10 minutes and count the votes and say thank you, and then most of them would have gone along with the program. But they were so annoyed when they walked out of the hall, they were talking to a reporter who works for this organization. And lots of them were saying, well, some of us won't vote for Obama, but some of us will. But I can tell you this, a whole bunch of us ain't going to vote for Mitt Romney.
You're preaching to the choir. I was there. They told me that. I had several interviews with some of the key people that were on the floor who said, we're not voting at all after what they just did to us, and then trying to turn things around, the table around. Absolutely. So that was a big blow in
Tampa.
And then
when somebody said, I can't remember who said, about his business background, and let's see your tax returns for the last 10 years, he was under no legal obligation to show them. But it would have just taken so much steam out of that. See, the Republicans didn't really win. Well, excuse me, lose. What I'm saying is Obama didn't actually win the election. She should have lost the election. It should have been a walkover for the Republicans. But they made so many stupid mistakes along the way, they gave it to him. And now he's got the upper hand, because here's what we're looking at. This fiscal cliff, I haven't really paid much attention lately, but I'm starting to. We've only got a few days before what they call the fiscal cliff is going to hit us.
Right.
You know, it's almost Christmas, right?
Right. It's almost Thanksgiving,
If we hit the fiscal cliff, it's really going to make a difference for people, for instance, like me, who was on Social Security. My check might not work. I may be in serious trouble here explaining why I can no longer pay my light bill, because that's what I rely on.
Right.
Okay, so, and not just that, but all kinds of people in the military, it happened almost in New York. So it's a really important thing. And here's the thing. Barack Obama has been waiting for this moment for 5 years. This guy plays poker for blood. He has been waiting for this moment because now the Republicans really, really, really have to put up or shut up.
Yeah. You know what? Absolutely. Well said. We don't need to talk about the other stuff. That was great, David, in the UK. And as he said about the food stamps, that was an excellent point. I was looking at a statistic the other day. For every one job created, 75 people have gone on food stamps. And remember, Romney was using that comment over and over again. And he wasn't the guy that the Tea Party wanted to run. He wasn't the guy that most Republicans wanted to see run. He was picked by the establishment, and he never really fit the mold. Never fit the mold. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're back to the storm next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This hour of America Tonight. So we're going to hear a lot more about the fiscal cliff. This is nothing new. We know this. We've seen it punted before, and we've been dealing with this for the last couple of years. So it's just called something different. This year it's fiscal cliff, and it really is. We're taking a nosedive right off that cliff. In the meantime, this is front and center in the East Coast. Snow, high winds, really starting to whip up back east. It happened earlier in the day. That's when the storm started to do, you know, started to initially appear where we're seeing a lot of snow in New York City. So imagine this. They're calling for 3 inches of snow in Philly, up to a foot in parts of New England. The National Weather Service says that the storm doesn't have the necessary punch that Sandy had because 110 people died, as you know, cut power to almost 9 million people. It's crazy. And you had 60,000 people all together in Jersey and New York who just flat out lost power, and it took a while to get some of them back online. But you have strong winds canceling construction sites, because a lot of construction work. You had parks that were closed because they're worried about the trees falling. They're worried about the power still. And you had about 5 inches plus of snow that is a blanket over New York, New Jersey, eastern Pennsylvania, and Connecticut by Wednesday night. The Weather Channel meteorologist, one of them anyway, I was listening. I don't think it's the famous one that's always out there getting blown around, but one of the meteorologists anyway said more inches could fall in western Connecticut and some of the mountain areas like the Poconos and the Catskills. Either way, it's just brutal that you have to deal with that. So they're talking about Bloomberg, the New York City mayor, saying, as if I need to introduce him. Does everyone know who Bloomberg is? Anyway, he's saying that these flood areas in Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island, he just ordered them, you've got to evacuate. So FEMA has these assistance centers now in a couple of different places, and some of them were closed in Staten Island, Coney Island, and the Rockaways because it's hard to staff them up for one, and they have these other things that they're dealing with, a fresh round of other areas where they have to get help to people. So it's, you know, you got this heavy, wet snow, and then you might have this reversal of power, and it's just brutal. It's just brutal. If you work on a road crew on a utility, you're a utility worker on a road crew, you're just stuck. I mean, you're just going to be cruising around trying to help people for the next couple of weeks. Pennsylvania and, as I said, Connecticut and Rhode Island were definitely worried about power damage, and they're focusing on the flood zones, to watch out for the flood zones. And who knows, this could just be the tip of the iceberg, because it looks like it's going to be kind of a rough winter, at least it's being predicted that way. So we may see some other problems, you know, in the near future, but just dealing one day at a time. This nor'easter picked a very bad time to show up. So blankets were handed out. People in Staten Island, some of them are still kind of stuck. And, you know, I mean, of course you're kind of stuck. Your house gets totally demolished. What are you doing? How are you picking up the pieces? If you're in a shelter for a while or you're staying with family, you still got to come back. You got to figure it out. So for those people, it feels pretty desperate. And then to have the weather sock them the way it's hit them, yeah, I'd say that's pretty rough. At least there was restocking on the shelves with the batteries and the flashlights and all the things, generators that you need, because Home Depot was just, it was like a ghost town. Anything that somebody needed when Sandy hit, forget it, they were out of it, and they weren't getting any new shipments in, depending on the location of the store in some of the areas that I mentioned. And, boy, good luck trying to fight that off. All right, The storm in the east wasn't the only thing that ravaged and beat up some of the people back east, but actually not just back east. I think across the United States and probably elsewhere, too, the market took an incredible nosedive. So you say, well, how's that? How's the market down when Obama gets elected? Is it because Obama's reelected? Why would the Dow be down over 300 points in the Nasdaq? Down 74 points, and the S&P down almost 34 points. Why did the markets tank? Why were people taking profits off the table? Does that make any sense? You know, if Romney had won, would we have seen the same thing? And of course, as soon as the markets open, they're starting to struggle. So the investor reaction, and that's how the market is, it reacts to news. The investor reaction is negative over the Obama win because of the whole business push of Mitt Romney and the fact that he was business friendly. He was talking about corporate taxes and some other things. I mean, that was really the gist of his message. So President Obama getting elected tanked a few stocks. If you had any of the Apple stock, man, it's like five something. It really fell down. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average overall, not just the point total, but that's 2.4%, that's a pretty chunky number that you don't see very much. In fact, it's the It's the lowest close that it's had since August 2nd, the Dow anyway. And it's just all the negative sentiment that helped drag it down. And also what's going on with the European Central Bank. That also, the European economy is really hurt too, because there's a lot of conversation about that. But Apple goes from its high of 700, like 2 months ago, to 558.13. That's almost a 4% tank. Almost a 4% drop. Wow. And the focus, I think, too, it's not just the fact of Obama getting elected, but what I was talking about with the fiscal cliff, the fear of another lame duck session. And we've got all these mandated budget cuts and tax cut expirations that'll kick in on January 1st. So there's, I think, a real fear that nothing's going to get done and we're going off that cliff together, whether we want to or not. That's why it was named the fiscal cliff, because that's what's going to happen unless somebody does something to stop that and comes up with some kind of a compromise that's worthwhile. But we got to throw the Band-Aids away because they're not working anymore. Cannot keep putting Band-Aids over things and come back to it every single year. Eventually you run out of time. Father Time waits for nobody. You can't freeze time, so you got to deal with it. We're not ostriches here, and if we don't, we're going to continue to have worse problems. And the fiscal cliff, figuring out how to reduce that deficit, has to be the number one priority, has to be on the radar of anybody who's a lawmaker. Because otherwise, we're going to have this second term of the president's where we're not going to get there. He's not going to get much accomplished. Some of what you might agree with, whether it's talking about the Bush tax cuts or whatever it might be. And more importantly, the legislative branch overall vowing to really stick to their guns, knowing that the nation is pretty polarized. I mean, flip a coin. Heads I win, tails you lose. It's kind of a Donald Trump move, wasn't it? But seriously, we are a very polarized nation. Divided, we stand and fall together, I thought it was supposed to be, right? We are the divided states of America. That's what you definitely also learned from this election, if you didn't realize that already. And what was the voter turnout like? I feel compelled to tell you because I always say, I don't care how you vote, left of left, right of right, not happy about it, but voting anyway. Do you know what we had for a turnout? 100, we're talking about from the very beginning, the voter turnout. Looks like it's short of 2008. Turnout of about 60%, 132 million people, 132, so just short of the 135 million who voted the last time. 132. Just seems like we're leveled out. What a plunge in the national turnout. That's definitely lower. All right, any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
How do you know him?
Fame, fortune, fast women.
Yeah? How about a beer?
Even better.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.